Miles Davis's teacher, Elwood Buchanan in St. Louis, was a good buddy of mine. We used to drink beer together, you know. And he, during the conversation, he'd always say, man, you got to come old school. He taught school over in East St. Louis at Lincoln High. You got to come old school and meet this little cat, Dewey Davis. His middle name was Miles Dewey Davis. And I don't know whether he was named after Dewey Jackson, the top trumpet player in the town at the time. I understand that his dad's name was Dewey also, so I'm not sure. But anyhow, he said, you got to come over and meet Dewey. So finally, I found an occasion to go over there and meet Dewey Davis. So when I went over to school, there was this little kid. He must have been this about this big. He was thin enough to ride a rooster.
Little skinny Miles Davis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I said to him, I said, man, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. This is before he had the real gravelly voice, you know. So I said, well, we want to hear you play something. So he started playing, and he was wailing away, playing beautifully then. But he always loved a gentleman that we all love, Harry James. But he sort of overindulged in his appreciation for Harry James, because he used to put a vibrato on, and Buke had a long ruler with a piece of tape wrapped around it. And whenever he would shake this note, Buke would wham, and slap him on the finger and say, stop shaking that note. You're going to shake enough when you get old. Play it straight. So I think that the Buke's disciplining him with the eliminating the vibrato, and at the same time, Buke had studied with Joe Gustave, who was the principal trumpet player with the concert band, St. Louis Symphony, and he insisted that all his pupils used Heim mouthpieces, H-E-I-M. And it was a very wafer-thin, curly-cue type mouthpiece with a deep bowl, you know. And he insisted on it. So Miles fooled around and started playing on it, got a hold on him and practically said, man, I like that. So he said, man, can you give me some high mouthpieces? But they were a little bit too thin for my chops because they'd go right through like a fingernail. So I said, I'll find them for you, but I can't use them. So I found him several mouthpieces, Himes. And he'd all, the first thing he always asked me, he said, man, you got any Himes for me?
Oh.
And if I could fix his valves. I had a way of turning the valves, or maybe an eighth of an inch, all the way around and bending them back and forth. And it made the springs a little bit lighter. You know, you could say, burp, you could almost fly, you know. And he looked forward to that and the Himes mouthpiece. So we became very good friends.